Deadly Heat by Cynthia Eden. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2011 by Cindy Russos. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The fire came at him fast and hot. The orange flames licked across the floor, climbed the walls, and rolled in hungry waves. The screams filled his ears. His mother's cries. She called for him, over and over, but he didn't answer her. Couldn't. The flames and smoke had stolen his breath, and all he could do was watch. So beautiful. The flames danced for him, danced and whispered, crackled and rose. He couldn't look away, didn't want to. Smoke billowed around him, trapping him in a fog. His fingers curled tight over his precious prize. Won't let go. Won't ever let go. The fire touched him, biting his arm, but he didn't cry out. He just watched. And his mother stopped screaming, just like his dad had stopped. He'd stopped long ago. The flames were bigger, rolling toward him now, faster, faster. So hot. His lips began to curl. Then the monsters came, giant beasts with long noses, robot eyes, and tubes shooting from their mouths. One grabbed him, slapping at his left arm, and he screamed. But the monster didn't let him go. Water shot at the flames, cold, icy water that hit his skin. The monster's arms were tight around him, and then the monster ran, taking him right through the thick smoke and letting him see those dancing...